Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We love you, Jesus, and we'll never stop. We can't live without you, Jesus. We can't get enough. All this is for you, Jesus. When you walk into the room, everything changes. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes if they're not already closed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Keep touching. Keep touching the heart. Keep touching. Keep touching, Lord. Keep touching. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy One. Keep touching. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of us know that the Lord is touching every part of us as we're open right now? Every part. He's touching us physically, in the pained areas in our body. He's touching our minds to stay fixed on you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. It's touching our hearts. He's shaking us in a good way. On the 25th of January, we were in Brazil. It was the birthday of Sao Paulo. And it was also Pastor Bill's birthday. And the Lord has been doing many things in us. Many, many things. Many things in this ministry. And you as well. That particular day, I was really physically really tired. Got back from a birthday lunch, and all I wanted to do was lay down and sleep. I laid down, and the Lord said, "Don't sleep." So I put my headset on the iPod, and I just laid there. And I'm not wasn't familiar with this song, "When You Walk Into the Room." Played this song, was on Pastor Bill's iPod, and tears just came down. I'm just laying on the bed, tears and tears and tears, and all of a sudden I feel the bed shaking as though someone was in bed and moving in the bed next to me, and he was. And I played this song over and over, I don't know how many times. Over and over and over. I just kept laying there and crying, having an experience with the Lord as the bed was shaking. And it was moving, the mattress was moving. Someone was sitting with me and shifting. And I knew that he was with me in a demonstrative way. And I laid there for several hours until we had to go and minister in the late after 5 o'clock or something. And that night there was an amazing outpouring of the Spirit. But when I got off that bed, I was so energized. I wasn't tired. I had had no sleep. I had had an experience with the Lord that I didn't expect. And it touched me and changed me deeply. And Inez, who you know from Brazil, it's her bed. We had her room. And I said, does your bed ever move or shake with trucks going down the street? She says, never. Nothing like that. And I didn't need to hear that, but I just thought I would check. There was... these are cement buildings. And when I got up, I was so filled with power. When I went and ministered that night, actually at Casa de Jesus, Pastor Jerseo's place, there was a real outpouring. And Pastor Marcos, one of the pastors there, said this to Pastor Jerseo, that's not her, when I was preaching. And there was a very strong explosion in the Spirit there, really strong. And things were coming out of my mouth, things were happening. And I had asked the Lord before, I said, possess me, Holy Spirit, take me over. And I believe he did. And there were some life-changing things that happened that night for those people, but first for me. Some of you have made statements. Some of you have had revelation. Some of you have had experiences and encounters and changes. And the Lord is saying, if you want to continue to receive the next step in the promises that he's given, the promises are not automatic. They will come with us holding fast and remaining anchored. Remaining anchored to the one that we encounter and not allowing our minds and our thoughts to be shifted and changed. Because that's the place that that can happen for us. And the Lord was showing me yet again something really, really strong in the Spirit that affects all of us. And there's really nothing else that ultimately matters other than having that connection with Jesus, and everything spills out of that. Everything. And I believe that he's saying to each one of us here, and he's saying, whether you've been here a long time or a short time, that when he walks into the room, everything changes. And every principle that we like to honor in Scripture will come to fruition as the presence of God is so powerful and so strong. So strong. This was a trip. We got back yesterday from Brazil, but this was a trip where the Lord was offering opportunities for people to really lay their lives down before the Lord and say, this is what it's all about, Jesus. And that will be tested. And that will be tried. Because the stakes are really high in this season for what he's doing around the world. They're really high. So while we were there, Inez, who you knew from Relentless Pursuit, the interpreter for Pastor Jerseo, she's a very, very, very humble lady, and she received a phone call while we were sitting there or at her house that the house that she's comfortable in is going to be sold because a great big apartment complex is going to be built, and she's offered so much money. She had in a meeting for that. Last year, she lost her job. wasn't fun. And she's stepping back and looking at everything God's doing and saying, how do I navigate through this while her faith is being built and while she's getting stronger in the Lord, going lower and lower and lower and lower, but also believing that God is all about upgrades. But the upgrade, the only upgrade that she wants is an upgrade in the Spirit, which brings then the upgrade around her. So she is the one who oversees one of the communities or favelas that the Brazil team, hello Brazil team, ministered in that Pastor Jerseo oversees as the one who has brought Randy Clark into Brazil. Pastor Jerseo brought Heidi Baker into Brazil. He's been used by God in such a powerful way. An unassuming, very powerful pastor who is holding on to every promise to see what God is going to do in this year. And 2014 is a very big year. So we've had a lot of prophetic words for Frontline as well. And we want to tell you together in our Frontline family that something very big has happened. And this is what it is. The Lord is always looking at global evangelism. He's looking at the kingdom. He's looking at our little lives, but what they can be used for to produce. And he's looking for fruit that remains. And so Brazil team, you will be very happy, Tom, to hear this, as well as others, that Frontline Brazil has been officially established in Brazil. It's a big deal because it's a carved out place in the Spirit and physically that God is giving us, he's giving us a territory because of the faithfulness of the Lord and our faithfulness to him. He's had this planned all along and he's saying, I've given you land in Mozambique. I've given you land in Ghana. And I'm giving you land in Brazil. And so we're in the place now of seeing the buildings purchased for Cidade de Deus first, the place purchased, and also we'll be in Heliopolis. We'll be in both. And what the Lord has told us to do is establish a kind of a beachhead there of worship. And the first year we were there, Pastor Jerseo had a vision. I think he shared it with the Brazil team of Pastor Bill, Josh, and Christy representing the generations and the leadership from a worship perspective, not limiting that to those three in any way, shape, or form. But at that time, back in 2005, he saw these places of worship all over Brazil. He had a vision, an encounter with the Lord. So we've had since 2006, I'm sorry, I said three. We were there in 2005, but he gave it, I think, in 2006? Okay. But anyway, since that time, we've had some struggles, as you know, with visas and things like that. After 2007, we had this time that was challenging. What will you do with my promises, and how low will you go? And so we held on to the promises, kept thanking him for for the privilege of doing the things that we're doing. And then he told us what to do. He said, now I want you to take a step and I want you to apply for this visa again now and you'll get 10 years, which he gave us. And so we went back to Brazil in 2012, just Pastor Bill and myself and Troy. And the Lord started, the establishment in the favelas was already strong in Heliopolis. And then we were able to go into Cidade de Deus as well, and which we did. And then 2013, which was last year, Tiana came with us, with Troy, And we continue taking territory, developing new old relationships and new relationships, continuing to build. And now 2014, at the very beginning, January 2nd, Troy and the team leave without us. Very, very pivotal, very important. So they left, which was great, made a huge mark in both favelas, and we felt that they were to stay there. You know, they could have gone every night and gone into this church and that church and another church, but the Lord told us, suggested to us, stay there. I'm going to do something in them. They're going to change. They're going to change more than anything. So every one of you who was on that Brazil trip, the hand of God was on you, and the hand of God is still on you, and the enemy will do anything to convince you that's not true, that didn't happen, because that's his job. But I was with you the last few days. I saw you and heard what happened when you got back. So guard what God has done in you. And if there's been any change in that, it's really important for you to get on your face and go low and get it back very quickly, because God is doing something for the nation and using you. So I'm telling you that. When Kim was given the prophetic word that Pastor Bill was pregnant with something big, and he was laying on the ground, I believe right here on the steps, if I'm not mistaken, for Relentless Pursuit. We have a picture of him. His face is glowing. But the rest of his body is there, but his face is glowing, and yes, we have lights, and yes, yes, yes. But this is a spiritual picture of what God was doing. In the vision, Kim saw me delivering this baby, and I was doing whatever, you know, midwives do to position to do that. And then I delivered this baby that he was releasing. And this was a very serious vision that you had, Kim, wherever you are. And then when we were praying for the Brazil team, or praying for Pastor Bill and I as we left several weeks ago, she had the recurrence of that again. It came back. She saw the same thing. When we spoke about it in Brazil, we had a meeting of the hearts and the minds with Pastor Juseo, Inez particularly, that the fulfillment of that was going to happen while we were there. And it happened. Wow. To take it a step further, Inez is the official director of Frontline Brazil. God has his way. He has his way. We have our way. We have this. He has this and this. And we want this and this. So when he walks into the room, everything changes. Frontline Brazil was birthed. He sat on our bed and shook us, me, at that point. It was very, very strong. And I'm speaking this over all the children here who want to get to class, because they need to hear this, even if they don't understand it, because it's a historical day. It's a very important day. It's not little. There's been a big, big, big price that's been paid for this announcement, but nothing compared to the price that Jesus has paid. Everything has been accelerating. Everything has been increasing. Everything is a big deal. Our emotions may tell us otherwise. If we look at anything in the natural in this season without the spiritual backing it, we won't have what he wants to give us. We've been in a purification process, this church, for a while now, and it hasn't been easy, and it hasn't felt real good. That's the truth in a lot of ways. But when you are purifying and refining, the Lord is saying, when I walk into the room, everything changes, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to use those I want to use if they will allow that in their life. Purification is part of going lower, part of really, really not only dying but staying dead. Many of our Brazil team members spoke about dying, dying, dying. But you know, there are levels of dying. And God says you have to start to die to continue to die. But if you don't guard that you've started to die, you won't continue to die. It'll just feel like you're dying inside. But you won't be dying to yourself, to the spirit, in the spirit. And so that's where we are, which is the place of breakthrough where we could birth this baby. This baby has been birthed. And Pastor Juseo is so excited about it. Very excited. So we've been looking into buildings. We have been discussing finances and positioning ourselves for great things for this worship experience to begin. The rest of you from the, I just saw Thomas when I said your name, but the rest of you who were in Brazil and all of us who were there and everyone else here, I want you to know that every step that you took back in 2007, some of you who were there in 2005, 2006, 2007, some of you who have been praying, some of you who have been wanting to go, some of you who embraced Pastor Juseo when he was here for Relentless Pursuit and all of that, and even those of you who maybe hit some of that or at least heard about it, irregardless, you're here now, and the promise belongs to you if you want it. That's the big deal. And he's going to take us into a place that is not scary, but it's a very big deal. So when we were talking to Pastor Juseo and Inez about the dream, wow. When we have this place that will be very shortly, one of the people who will work in it with us right now, and those of you who were overseas know her. Her name is Jo. J-O. She worked with you, and the Lord highlighted her to us, and we connected with her and her family, and she is now part of Frontline Brazil, and she will be going to Cidade de Deus during the week, and she is amazing. Amazing spirit, very, very, very humble. She wants to come to Mozambique with us this summer. God is doing that among maybe another person or two, we'll see, from Brazil. So thank you, Becca. Thank you, sweetie. That's so nice. She is currently taking classes, starting in law school, just finishing. Hi, Angie. Just finishing what she did. They actually start law school right after high school. But she's always had a dream to be a missionary pastor with an apostolic anointing and call. Interesting, isn't it? And so as we met with her family and they embraced all of this, they were undone by the fact that God stepped in and basically chose their daughter for something big. So what's going to happen in the short term is that the children that you have ministered to, those who've been in Brazil, and there's tons of them, the ones who really want to go lower, who want to soak, who want to, they want to grow up in the spirit, this place will be for them as well. And also God's going to... In this worship center, there are going to be opportunities for people to learn to, as psalmists and minstrels, to be able to bring and usher in the presence. So we don't just do an outreach and the kids are worshiping God. There will be something that is extended after that for them. Next to Cidade de Deus, Casa de Jesus and Iris, what they're doing. So this is connecting in, but yet it's definitely a frontline base, and more people will be joining this. I'm not sure how God's going to do it and how we've put it out there. The Lord said, step in, take a step, watch what I do. But it's going to be for the pure in heart. It's going to be for those who are not looking out for their own ambition. It's going to be for those who just want to die, stay dead, and we'll see what goes on with this. There's going to be schools that will come, and we are considering having a school of worship before or after the trip to Mozambique for 4 or 5 days or something, kind of combining that. And the difference here with us in that as we go lower and lower with these worship places is that we will still go out and stand in front of the bar and bring people to Christ. For example, when we went in the other night, because we've only been home one day, as we're walking to check out the building possibilities and what that will look like, and Tom, I know I spoke to you in Brazil and I said there's more. I'll share more, and there's more that I can share even after this, okay? But there was a guy sitting in a lawn chair or a chair in the middle of the favela as we're walking in Cidade de Deus, and he's got money in his lap, and he's got his punks around him, his bodyguards, and there's a queue, single file at night, of what, maybe 10, 8 to 10 people, something like that, waiting for their drugs. And we're walking by. I say, how you doing? It's good. Walking by. As though we own the place, which we do in the spirit. With a lot of danger. And I saw myself, which I wanted to do. Oh, so I wanted to do, which I will do, but it wasn't the timing. But I wanted to just stand there and just blast and preach Jesus to all of them and see the power of God fall. And I saw myself doing it. And I told Pastor Bill, and it will happen for many of you as well to do that. So this is not, well, this is where we stay in a little corner and we soak and pray. No, no, no. We're raising up the spiritual climate and atmosphere while other things are going on in with Inez, who oversees with the children who come in and eat, and they do a measure of whatever they can do with them, and she has some more vision. But they also will have this place, and it will be for their parents, it will be for other people as well. And we're going to see people drawn because of the unity, really, in the spirit with us and Casa de Jesus. Amazing, I believe. And that's what Pastor Juseo feels as well. This is the Lord's doing. He's planting this. And these little ones are going to be the ones that will lay hands on the drug dealers, and they're going to fall on the ground and be delivered. And we'll do it too. But this is such a big deal to the Lord that right before we came to Brazil, went to Brazil rather in 2005, a few months before we went in, Heidi came in and met with Pastor Juseo, Heidi Baker, and was overcome in an experiential vision with the Lord and saw these fireballs coming down into the favelas. And then our team came two months later. She came in May, and we were in there in July, I think it was. And that's where Pastor Juseo then imparted to our ministry of what he felt that meant, which is a very big deal. Now, you may say, well, that's 2005. I mean, we should have 45 buildings and 10,000 people. And the Lord's been working with us. There's been a lot of coming and going in different things. And I do believe that 2014 is going to be a year where you will see the things you've labored for, a lot of them. But he's saying, this is where I'm going. If you go there, stay there. You'll be included in that, and you are. And so I just wanted to thank you for that, let you know very excitedly that this has been established, and it's very, very important in the spirit. Well, one of the reasons that I didn't get to preach like that at Ciudad de Dios. And I saw this being played out. And I said, oh God, I want to go do that. Is that we went to a mountain. And we went to a mountain to pray. Pastor Juseo, Pastor Bill, Inez, and myself. And Pastor Juseo took us to a place that's known right outside of the city. But you can overlook into Sao Paulo. And many people have found this place as a place of refuge and a place where God shows up. So churches and groups go and they pray. You can hear them making all kinds of noise, you know, in different places in this mountain. But Pastor Juseo took us with his big long machete, and he's going through the woods that were out in the middle of the jungle, it seemed. And then we took our little tablecloth covers and laid down and just started crying out to the Lord, low. Stay low on the mountain. And the power of God showed up. As we're praying and singing and crying before the Lord, Pastor Jose was wailing before the Lord, and he pulled back the tablecloth, and underneath where he had been laying and underneath where Pastor Bill and I on this mat had been were glowing embers. There was a supernatural manifestation of the power of God that this place was known for. It's a place where the glory is released in a tangible way, where you can actually see things seemingly lit up and illuminating. In the pitch black, there's nothing but black around, and you look down and you see a pile of these sticks and debris, and they're glowing. I mean, they're on fire, white, glowing, absolutely, as though someone had lit a fire there. It was the most amazing thing, this sign and wonder that happened. And this is the night before we left, when we were able to get there because of the rain and other ministry things and whatever. And we just sat there and picked them up and looked in our hands. And you know how you've seen gold dust before in children, their faces, and you know, it's not ever to be taken for granted. It's to be real. It's to realize the Lord is showing up. This was a sign to us also, we believe, that God is saying, kids, this is about me. I'm going to do it my way. I've chosen you. I've chosen you. I've called you. And I'm going to bring it to pass. It's not normal. It's supernatural. And it was a big deal. It was really a big deal. So I can tell you about it. And you go, wow, how cool, a bunch of glowing things underground. But when you're there in the presence of the Lord, it was as though Jesus walked into the room and everything changed. It was glorious. And the Lord gave Inez a vision of a whirlwind, and it was, you know, a whirlwind like this, and it was colorful. I think it was, they were orange and whatever colors she said. Can somebody bring my purse up from the back? Because right there, it's got in my cell phone. Inez, I'm going to tell you something else that she wrote me. Thank you, because I think it will bless you. Thank you. When she saw this whirlwind, what did I do with my glasses? Oh. When she saw this whirlwind, she said it got faster and faster and faster, and we believe we're in a time of acceleration. And the Lord knows the challenges that we've had this last year particularly. He knows. He knows exactly what's happening and what's going on. And she felt, when she saw this, that there was something very specific that God was speaking to us about how God was going to bring us to a place of actually showing us the reasons behind all the waiting, all of the heartache for many of this and that happening, and saying, God, why and how? And he says, I'm in control. I am definitely moving and doing things, and I want you to be part of it, and I don't want you to miss anything. And so let me just kind of jump over to one thing that I think will bless you. When we went to another church that Tiana and I had gone to last year, Pastor Jaji's church, there was a vision that one of their seers had. And this was a place where there was such an outpouring of spirit, a lot of young adults in this place. And it's in Gualruyos, and I don't remember the name of the church. But anyway, there was a young man. Is Tiana here today? Where are you, Chi? Church in the Way, yes. And I don't remember the vision. It was a vision about lions, though, when I was preaching. There were people who were just being hit in the spirit. In other words, when I'm praying for them, this is last year, okay? And there's a point to this. It was last year, and they're bam, bam, bam. It was a lot of power, which is fine. Their youth lined up, and they just went, bow, 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 bow. They went down, which is fine. Yay, God. And a lot of healings. It was very powerful. That was last year. One of their seers, who his name is Vinicius, he had this vision about lions, and I don't remember it. John, I don't know if you remember it. And Inez, it's kind of shaky. And he's going to hopefully get it to us, but he hasn't yet. Well, see, so when I was back this year, and this is what I want you to hear, because that was a year ago, went back this year, just with Inez, and the Holy Spirit came upon me in another way, which was in power. But with that power and with the healings and all that happened, people were drawn up from the back, laying down and just weeping before the Lord on their faces. Okay? This seer, this young seer in his probably his 20s somewhere, he said this. This is Inez's take because he never got it to us. When P&P was preaching, I saw three large angels standing behind her on the stage. They were very tall, and they were wearing golden robes. The material of their robes were like old antique linen with many details on it. When P&P invited the church to come up and bow down in front of the stage, the three angels were flapping their wings, and in doing that, a crack appeared on the ceiling, and other angels, not as tall as the other three, started to descend from heaven, one for each person. The flapping was so strong that if people were standing up, they would probably fall down. Also through the open ceiling came down from heaven a world map, and as it descended, bridges were built between the nations, and the angels were helping these people to cross the bridges. Yeah. And then she said, when we were praying on the mountain, a whirlwind, colorful, orange, red, and yellow. At first it was gyrating slowly, and then the wind increased, and it starts to gyrate very quickly. So, you know, I have asked the Lord that when visions are given, when experiences are offered, that, Lord, I so want to have my soul bear witness, my spirit bear witness with this. Because not everything comes from God that people have. But my spirit is completely energized as I'm hearing these things. And same with Pastor Bill. And it's a very season. Like the fear of God is being released in a way of not being fearful where you're biting your nails. But and the Lord says, I don't want you to miss what I'm doing. Because the fear of God is going to bring you low, keep you low. There was a little bit of a scattering 7 years ago, Casa de Jesus, for some people, and he's bringing them back. We had some really cool things happen, really cool things that you'll hear more about later. But I want you to say with the seriousness of this before we release the children that this is a promise. This is a very big promise that we've been laboring over for many, many years. And God's bringing it now. And it's going to affect places like church in Guarulhos and other places. This is the way that God has for us to do something very specific, but it's not just for Brazil. It's also for the land in Mozambique. It's for what we're doing in other countries. And it does affect you, whether you've been there, whether you're going there, it affects you because God's vision is for this place to greatly increase. Greatly increase. And he's showing us that as we follow his way of this in this season where it feels like a whirlwind in many ways, God is showing us a lot of different things that are meant to touch each one of our lives so that we can see the way he is seeing. I was sharing a few things with Michelle. Michelle, can you come up for a second? this morning about just a few things on my heart, and I didn't get to hear her fully develop this because of the time, but she said something about being in Indonesia, about being in Manado, and something came to mind. And if you can just share what it was that came to your mind in Manado, because I don't know exactly what it was, but I believe it's something that will tie in with Brazil.
I actually shared this at Malone on Wednesday, but I saw Pastor Bill's Facebook post. I just glanced at it about ministering Father's Heart over, I think, 700 people you were saying, and how there was an outpouring there. Is that correct? Oh, 700 names of Jesus. I read it very closely. well, there goes my testimony. No, so, but anyway, it reminded me of the time where we were in Manado, and the Lord had opened doors for us to be speaking to all the government dignitaries, officials, public officers in this entire island, and the mayor had invited us. It was amazing. The Lord did it. And so they spoke for a couple days, but one of the sessions that Pastor Bill was speaking at, he picture all these people. We're in their parliament. You know, chandeliers, people are dressed to the nines in suits, traditional Indonesian garb. I mean, these are the people of Manado. And so he takes his guitar and he begins singing this song that he wrote, I believe, about how the Father sings over us and how he loves us. And it was so beautiful because I watched, nobody came to the front at this time when he was singing, but I looked and I was on the video camera, and people in their seats were being touched in different ways. People were crying. Some people were standing up. Some people were raising their hands. And it was like every person was having their own precious independent moment with the Father, where he was singing over them, where he was loving them, and they were experiencing that. And the Lord, I was driving home from work the other day and having some time with him, and he said, you know, he reminded me of that, and he said, this is something special that, you know, I've put in the ministry, but that's my heart. That's what the people need to hear, is that I'm a Father who loves them, I'm a Father who cares about them, I'm a Father who sings over them, and that this is a powerful message for the nations. So I was thinking about, you know, Lord, what are creative ways to share the gospel, and how do we get people to know you and, you know, compelled to, and you just, they need to hear the message of the Father, his heart, and how much, because every person needs that. Every person was created to experience that. And so the Lord was reminding me of that, and that's something, you know, we share Jesus, we share the gospel, but we also minister the heart of the Father to the nations, and that's something that is not probably ministered as often, but is so needed and is so transformational.
Thank you, Lord. So this is the time to breathe, to hold on, because things are increasing. Just that's a really good word. And the Lord is very wise, because he knows how to put things together, and he knows the pieces to the puzzle. He knows how these pieces fit, and he knows how the enemy would like to try to interrupt that. And he will do it cerebrally, definitely. And calling things that cerebrally we go, aha, calling that God. And so when we're going lower and lower and lower and not having a problem with that word or that phrase, then he's really going to take us into that release of the gospel of the kingdom all over this world. And we have to say, God, I need your eyes to see that. Because I'm hearing these things, but I'm not the one on the Brazil team. I'm not the one who was experiencing the three angels in the back. You know, I'm not the one. The people, I will tell you, that this anointing is so powerful and so strong that nothing can stop it. Because it's God's plan. This is what he's doing. And he wants us to grab hold of the vision. So either we have the vision where we go, yeah, that's the vision, or we never had the vision, or the vision would be stolen away from us. There's one of three places to be, to understand about visioning I'm talking about. And I would just encourage each one of us in this season to say, Lord, I want to be one of the people, you have me here. I want to be one of the people who really gets that vision. And if it's shaky, if it's semi-understood, felt, or rallied behind, that there would be an opportunity for you to connect with others in the body, us, to say, I want that vision to just be driven home in my heart in a way so that nothing can interrupt what it is that you're trying to do through my life. God's really big. And he's chosen us to do some things for him that make no sense to me sometimes. But I do believe that. And so with with what's happening in Brazil, when we say frontline Brazil, this has been talked about, prayed about. We even talked about it at Relentless Pursuit around our dining room table with Pastor Jose, with Mel Tari, with Pastor Jerseo and Inez, and all of us praying, saying, God, what are you doing? And the Lord gave a word to Mel for us, and he said, build, build here, build overseas, build, build, build. And we were on the floor with that word from God, and he got for us. And so it's like, Lord, that's what we want to see. We want to build, we want to see your buildings for whatever it is. And so if you've been entrusted with visions for literal buildings here and abroad and visions, then come forward. Because we need to really pray these things in this season, which will bring us into a place of takes money for these things. And we want our vision to be increased with that. If you look around and you'll say, well, okay, that's going to be another 150 years. That's not God. He doesn't give us visions of acceleration on one front and not visions on another front. You see, for acceleration. So we're believing that he's doing something, and we see some things in motion already that we're not speaking about that are in motion, actually, to accomplish the things that we've already said. I'm not just speaking this out in faith alone. I'm speaking this out practically. Even going up to the airport with Pastor Jerseo, we talked about the nuts and bolts and the practical things of how to make these things happen now, but not making it happen in our own strength. In other words, cooperating with the momentum that has already been released by the Lord. And he says, so you're going to ride that wave, or you want to scoff at that wave? What do you want to do? It's in your court. And the wave is there. And I don't know about you, but I'm riding it with you, I hope. And so we want to keep riding what he's doing. With Joe, her name is J-O, and she has a brother, Melchizedek, Joe and Mel. He's 15. His father even wants Mel to come with us to Mozambique. So we'll see about that. But Joe is wanting to come, and we're encouraging Tanya from Indonesia to come again. And we're going to see what God's going to do in Mozambique this summer as well with our land on the sea. You know, you've been very patient in saying, well, I keep hearing things here and there, and it sounds like, okay, Martha, I guess that'll happen someday. But, you know, honestly, things are in motion for us to actually see with our eyes the fruition of these things. That this is not, well, let's just wait another 10 years. And, you know, in the meantime, I've got to take care of other things because, you know, God's business. But I believe he's saying, let's link arms. Let's hold on. Let's hold fast to what he's promised and watch what he does. The promise for Brazil, for us to be able even to make this announcement, just a few years ago, we didn't even have a visa to get in the country. Come on. I mean, this is a very big deal. And now, not only do we have our 10-year visa, but now we've opened Frontline Brazil. We've left money there for a purchase of a guitar for Frontline Brazil as the first instrument. There'll be other instruments that will be purchased and released. And how God wants to do this, we're ready to send Andy to go paint the new vision for this building in Cidade de Deus without birds and watermelons and, you know, apples and such on there. But there's, and your crew, whoever it is. But I really did see this. Like I see. But God's carving it out. And when we walked past these drug dealers as we stepped through the sewage, over it, you know, the sewage, it's like, Lord, thank you. We'll take this place, we'll take this place and build on this place and watch what he's going to do. And it's really in this season now that a lot of things have been carved out in the territories there. So just want to encourage you that you'll be hearing more about this morning. And Andy, maybe you could put the picture up from Ghana. Did you get that? I've not seen it yet. But this morning we got an email from Ghana, for those of you interested in what he's doing in Ghana as well. And Pastor Stephen Naba, who is living on the land that we have, the 22 acres there, he has taken the Jesus film and the projector that we gave him, and he went out to a village and got everybody saved there. The chief got saved. Or villages, I'm not sure how many. For him to even get to write this in an email is a very big deal, and send a picture. This is like a big deal. And, you know, Deanne and the crew know that. So this is a big deal. So he's sending the, I guess this is the chief. Oh, these are the all the artifacts from all the idols that the chief and all his people had, that they came to Pastor Stephen and said, would you please burn these for me? So this makes me happy. We've actually been part of doing this before. How many of you have been part of that in Ghana North? Yeah, there's some hands over here. So this is not new to us, but it makes me really happy, because this is stomping on the face of the enemy. It's not just the enemy lying down and going, oh, it's the enemy dying and being destroyed. And that's what we're all about as we worship the Lord and praise him and change the atmosphere. So this is all part of who we are as well. And so these are, I'm not sure which one the chief is, unless, you know, I don't know. Might be a different, is there another picture, Andy, or is that it? The woman in front of the thing, okay. So this is really good news that he'd send us. And I found it quite interesting that he's doing this on the morning that we're announcing Frontline Brazil as an official entity, if you will, being established in Brazil. So there's a triangular connection between Brazil and Africa, many countries in Africa, and Israel. And the Lord has included us in that. And Asia is very, very much involved in that. And we've already connected in Asia, and we will continue to do that. So those are some of the highlights. I just want to tell you two quick things. There's a little video clip I sent you, Andy, from another church called Familia Cristã. And this is another place that we went to that was new. This is a new place. Okay, it's a minute or so long. And these people were healed in the presence of God, okay, which is cool. We invited them up. Come up and come share your testimony. No hands laid on them or anything. Power was so strong. Pastor Bill preached an amazing message. I came in with whatever God gave me, and whew, power hit these people. And so there's a little bit of a testimony here. It's a minute or so, I think. Can you play that, please?
The question is this. That's a minute. What was your sickness or your disease? What was it? What was the broadcast of the wake up? And how long did you have it? Okay? I don't need the details. We want to know what Jesus has healed you of right now.
Eu quero saber do que Jesus te curou agora.
Okay? And that will build the faith.
E isso vai aumentar a fé
for all the others.
Para todos os outros que estão aqui.
Because you're testifying what I did.
Porque você está testemunhando o que ele fez por você.
She was constantly bleeding, had the urge to bleed constantly, and she said that it stopped and that it dried up, and then she felt that God had healed her to 2 years in the presence of God. Didn't have any more urge, it stopped.
Amen. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Back pain for 10 years.
Wow, can you make it? Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord for 10 years. Pastor Serginho from Casa de Jesus just had his cell phone there, and this is just a couple, but we want to have the children go to Kingdom Land. I want to tell you two things at a church that we went to. And children, listen to this. There was a little baby, and I think we have a picture of it somewhere. I don't know. A little baby that we prayed for. You heard about Pastor Sergio's 3-year-old Davi, who had a hole in his heart, and we prayed for him a couple years ago. Remember that? Okay, this is at Casa de Jesus. And they took him to the doctor. We have the medical report, and the hole was healed. So last year, and we shared that with you, and last year we went to this other church in Ipiranga, and we shared that testimony. This lady and mother and father came up with this little girl, and they wanted to thank the Lord, because their little girl had 2 holes in her heart. And the doctor said that was really unusual. And the baby was instantly healed as well. And we have a picture somewhere in the cell phone. And the other thing we want to tell you is a man had 12 kidney stones at this church we prayed for last year in the presence. All 12 were destroyed. Yeah. And there are other healings, but those are the two that came from that particular church. These people that you're seeing, they're going to connect with us. God's sending us there to release his kingdom, but also for connections for the future. These people will be helping us in these favelas and different places. Schools will be raising. Pastor Giuseppe is going to have a school. There are our training center here, FTC, will be in Brazil and other countries. It's a big deal. This is not something like, oh, well, maybe someday. God is planning it, but he's establishing like a beachhead in these different countries in the way that he wants to do it, and you're part of it. And I just want to say thank you to the Lord, and thank you to you very much. Many other things we can briefly share. The children are going to get a very short time in their kingdom classes, but go ahead and we wanted to speak that over them because this affects their future. Okay, God connect what Jamie's doing with helpers with the children on Tuesday nights. I asked her to get that together. We're going to release that as part of that or all of it, however it is, to help with the children in the kingdom or the favelas. But this is also for the adults. Those of you who have focus groups, mentoring groups, different groups of things that you're doing, God is saying this is not just for you to feel good. This is for the future. Those of you who are involved in ministries for colleges and things like that, and the Edge on Saturday night, this is for this area as well as overseas. And there are things coming up this summer. This is not the day to be getting into all of that, that we're going to be doing with other ministries, other places here in Stark County and Akron as well, and Cleveland. And so he's got us positioned really well for things he wants to pour out. We were going to the Iris Mission School in Rio. We didn't end up flying to Rio. They came to Sao Paulo because there was an Iris conference there. And so we, with this group, they came to Heliopolis. They came to Cidade de Deus, and we got to impart to them. And they were very green, wearing green shirts. Some had never stepped foot into a favela. But God's doing, you know, it's a month-long school, and Amy's sister went. We got to see her there. And so with the experience and with the presence and the place God's carved out for us in Heliopolis and Ciudadela de Deus, there was a big impartation for them. Life-changing, I believe, in both places. They were able to walk the streets in Heliopolis for about an hour and a half. That's all the time that they had. And then the next day in Cidade de Deus in the afternoon. But they received a lot of the impartation and vision. So there may be future years that we will be able to impart, and some of you will be able to impart what you've incurred there, what you've been part of. You see, God's saying, let's work together. I'm very excited about that. Very, very excited, and we have a very good relationship with Iris and very good connections, so we partner with them, and we have friends with them as well. So we want to see what God is doing, you know, on the bigger scale for the world and plug into that. If we look at our abilities, my talents, my gifts, my abilities, where it's about me, may I suggest to you that's backwards? May I suggest to you that if you go low and get underneath a vision, that God will open up the windows of heaven the way that I'm sharing with you here. If you're feeling like, wow, I'm ready to do blah, 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 come see us. There's a place. There is a place, and there's a place here in worship. Bethany had a dream last night about this place, and the expansion in this place. Not every dream from every person. It's not, well, it's Bethany, so I'll tell you, and it's not that. But when she gave it to me, and I heard it in my spirit to announce that, I said, I'm going to speak it out over this place. Not only was this place filled, but it had changed and grown, and it's probably a different place. And so we started out even on New Year's night. I have a picture of Andy going through and drawing a vision that he had of another place down in Cincinnati for our new building that we will have with our bigger stage and such. So it's not trying to entice you with, guess what, kids? No, no, no. These are real things that God is doing. And he's saying, I want you to remember them, because the very first way that things will be slowed down will be if we forget and we don't say, yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. That is the way to rise. And that's what we tell these places, Casa de Jesus, wherever we go. And those who remember and say, wow, God, you did this, you said this and this, they will take the feelings that they have on the inside and they will say, Lord, I'm going to go and I'm going to die and stay dead and let you work out those feelings for me. That's the key. That is the key to having angels blow behind you and bring people to their faces. Because it can't be us preaching. It can't be us worshiping up here. It's got to be him working through us without a lot of obstruction. It really does. You know? And you guys are absolutely my heroes. You really are. It's easy to see razzmatazz, like, woo! It's easy to see that. But when Jesus walks into the room, everything changes. I believe that song that Josh played and led, he had no idea what I had experienced. I don't think I told him that last night. I saw him. No, I didn't. About that song and that experience. So this is the Lord. He's saying, this is about me, and I'm going to test that. I'm going to test that heart, all those hearts, and he's doing it. I said it was interesting because last night, Adebe Tozer, there was a Facebook post, and I read it to Pastor Bill, and it said something to the effect that anyone who is really going to do great things for God, you know what we mean by that, because God is great. So, but will be great things for God will be incredibly tested. And I believe these are our testing grounds. You know, this is our season. Woo! So this last year or so has been a time of shaking, a time of rattling and rolling, and the Lord is saying, Are we dying yet? Are we dying yet? So I believe that if you want to be really encouraged, you will go back to a teaching or a preaching that Pastor Jose gave 1 year ago. And it's about Joseph. And he said, come out of the cistern. And I believe that this season for us, he's saying, if you've been having feelings of this, that, and the other, or struggles, that God is going to show up in ways that are going to rock our world and change us, not through the circumstances, although that can spill onto people, but he's saying, let me touch you. Let me touch you where you are, because condemnation is never from God. But he's the healer, he's the deliverer, he's the establisher, and in him there is absolutely no confusion. And he will bring an end to confusion, if there's confusion. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about this news of establishing something in this country that the enemy has tried to stop, and God said, no way. But you guys go low and watch what I do. Watch what I do. We were also given an invitation for human trafficking by a person, a very, very influential business person, to come to Recife in Brazil, which is a place where, if you remember from Freedom Cry last year, I spoke this out, but remember Cape Coast Castle in Ghana? And remember the slaves that were taken on the boats over to Europe, over to South America? One of the places that they were brought directly from the places that we were in and saw the remnants of the pictures and heard the testimonies and all that of the slaves from Africa being taken, held captive in this castle and then being put on a plank called going through a gate called the Gate of No Return and walking on this plank and going out and going right into the ship and being set a sail and sent to these places. One of those places was Recife in Brazil. So when Pastor Bill and I were there, and not there, but flying over that place a couple of years ago when we went up to a place in northern Brazil called Bahia, and we looked down, I looked out of the window and I saw this and I knew this testimony, that felt like the Lord saying, you will go there and you will impact that place. And maybe it'll be another center, another place for us, for Frontline Brazil. And the good news with having Inez oversee this is that she's 100% committed to this. And she can go and we can meet her. She can go and take the steps. Many of you will accompany her at different times. Maybe for some it'll be long term. I don't know. Or short term. I don't know. I just know this. That God is very serious and he doesn't want us to miss what he's doing. He really is. So, what do you do with all that? I don't know. All I know is it's happening fast. It's happening very, very quickly. I think back to our Mozambique trip this summer, and I want to tell you something. When we came back here that Sunday, the number one theme that was challenged, but the number one theme that hit our team was unity. And you ask them, what's the word that would describe us? The word was unity. Oh, we might have had some things swirling on the inside here and there. But the Lord was raising above us and saying, let me help you die more. And some have gone through a very challenging process this fall and are dying more. But God is saying, right now, I want you to see what I was doing last summer and all these other summers. Because this year is going to be very, very pivotal. Pastor Jose is getting the final paperwork together for our land on the sea and wants to build something. And this was intended as a place of resting before the Lord and a place of worship for other people to come from around the world, including Heidi, who lives there in Mozambique some of the time of the year, and others. But this is very, very strategic. And the vision was given in 2003. We saw it in the spirit. You guys know that. So this is the season where we want to hold on and go, oh, Lord, this doesn't make any sense. How can this happen? Tom and I will be speaking here about FTC and what we're going to do with our schools and how that's going to affect us here and the community. And what we're going to do with that. It's the time. There's a change going on. And it's exciting, really. Really exciting. And we want you to know that this belongs to you. It's a promise for you. If you can't see the promise, you can't have it. If you can see it, you can have it. So the promise and the vision aren't automatic. They have to be received. And so if we're in that place of receiving, it will come from the floor. going upward. It really will. Exciting. So I know that there's a young adult Get Loud conference coming up. I'd like you all to be involved in that. But I believe it's something that all of us can have a part in some way. And I know Cynthia and Lawrence and Michelle are working that out to however that will be and look. So, I don't know. I've been in Brazil. But I believe that we can all have a part in that because God wants to touch the young adults in this region, not just the ones at the different colleges that we have ministry in. So we want to see how God's going to change and interconnect us more. We have a 24/7 week of worship coming up, and we're having worship teams coming in. That has to be walked out in fullness. But we did some of that last year. We want more to come in here for us to go out to others. That's his heart. But he's saying, I want you to receive, I want you to be dead, and I want you to go out dead, and dead is dead. So we can, be alive in Jesus, So God's going to be raising many of you up to new places in the spirit you've never dreamed, or even positions, if you will. But he doesn't want selfish ambition in here. He wants pure-hearted of, hey, I'll clean toilets the rest of my life if that's what you want. And really mean it, because that's not what he wants. He wants us to be able to go and see the drug addicts free and see the prostitutes free, rescue the kids on the streets, all of these things. He's saying, I want to use all of you, but I need to have you possessed by me here. That's what I'm doing. So any of the times that we've had presentations, preaching, whatever, on let's go low, Lord, take me apart, that can become really old if we're not dead. But if we're dead, it becomes like, yeah, more. Honestly, when the bed started shaking in Inez's room that I was on, I was overwhelmed by, Lord's here. He's sitting on my bed with me. All I can do, I can't see him. I can do is cry. Oh, Lord. And the fear of God was so strong that the God of the universe visited me and said, I'm with you. It's about me. I'm with you. I had no idea what would happen that night. And it was one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, not quite sure in the translation, of any service they've ever had at this church. That's what we were told. It's like, when Jesus walks into the room, everything changes. So that's the invitation to go low and stay low and say, Lord, show me. I need to understand more. We can't figure this out. If we try to figure this out, we're going to take more time. And the time that we take, we're going to tell ourselves we can figure this out. No, we can't. It's going to be discerned spiritually, but he will use our bright minds that he gives us. How does that work? I don't know. All I know is we go low, and then everything changes, and we can do these things. And then he carves out those places. And that's for the children in this house, the children who are here. Oh, my goodness. Can't even imagine the anointing on them right now. Not 10 years from now, right now. Pastor Bill's going to share whatever he wants to share. And just really believe this is a tender time of trusting the Lord and not sweeping things under the carpet, not sweeping things and saying, let's just agree to disagree type way of handling the Word of God. I believe the Lord is saying, let's let the Lord touch the deepest places inside of us. Yeah. As we die, our eyes will open. We think we're dead, our eyes won't be open. our eyes will see as we die to ourselves. More. More. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. After Pastor Bill shares whatever he wants to share, I'd like to play that song again, worship team. Just see, just encounter the Lord, just encounter him. It's time for natural thinking to be replaced by supernatural encounters with the basis of the scripture. But we can't live out of principles. We have to live in the presence. And the principles will be taking on a whole new identity. Principles of scripture.
How many have been on a vacation before as a child and said, are we there yet? Are we there yet? That's exactly what happened with the children of Israel. They came to Moses and they said, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And when they didn't see as many things happening as they thought they should with their physical eyes, they began to complain and gripe and look at themselves and say, I want something better. I want the past. I want those years back then. I want to go backwards. I don't want to go forward. And what happened with them? They went in circles for 40 years. So if we're without expectation, if we're without faith, we'll say, are we there yet? And when we don't hear the right answer, like, yeah, we're there, then it's very easy to lose heart in the flesh. You just lose heart. Wow, not there yet. How could that be? Same thing happened with Jesus and the disciples. Are you king yet? Are you going to come into your kingdom? No, I'm going to die. No! That's not what we want to see. But that's what's going to bring you into your fullest destiny. But that's not the way I see it. Are we there yet? Aren't you king yet? That's what I want to see. You know, so if in the flesh, we want to see certain things, and we want to see them happen in our timing. That doesn't take faith in God. It takes no faith to just say, it's got to be this way in this timing. It's got to look like this. I hear of this going on over there, and this is happening with this thing over there. Wow, but it's not happening here. Then we're not able to remember. What Michelle brought up was a remembrance. All of you have remembrances. Many of you have been on mission trips. Many of you have come into contact with the poor and tried to reach out in love. Poor in spirit, pour in the things of this world. And when you were doing that, it was sweet. Holy Spirit worked through you. You knew it wasn't of yourself. Last Sunday night in Brazil, I went to a place where there was a father in charge of this church. I knew it in 5 minutes. He was a father. He wasn't just a pastor. He wasn't just a leader. He did worship. Sweat in front of the people. Then when he welcomed me to speak, to minister, this is your house. This is your place. These are your people. This is your time. Go ahead and you let Holy Spirit move through you in whatever way you want to. I felt like a kid in a candy shop. Sometimes you walk into places to minister and they tell you how much time, you know, what box to be in, what to look like, what to wear, what to speak to the people, what not to speak to the people. They give you so many guidelines, you're in chains almost, and you have to break out of the chains, follow what Holy Spirit says, and sometimes you offend a little bit. You're not trying to, but you can't stay in those chains. But you have to follow the wisdom of Holy Spirit and then hug the leader afterwards and say, you're going to be okay. Not come in and, you know, take over his place, but you do have to follow Holy Spirit. But in this place, it's yours. It's yours. They went into worship beforehand and you could just see his father's heart. He brought up a couple people to testify. You could see his father's heart. I was like, this is a place where there's fathering going on. This is a place where he's not just a pastor. He's developing people. Members of his family were on the worship team. They were excited to be up there. They hadn't been told they had to because they were family members. And by golly, you play the bass guitar. Get up there. You could tell they were excited. So what happened? I minister. I try to, you know, see if there's more that I can do. Give a message. Sing a song over the people. And they're hungry. He sees it. He says, we've got to clear this place out. We've got to clear the chairs. They took all the chairs out. Wave after wave of people came forward to have me prophesy over them, to have me sing over them. I was the most encouraged person in the room. To love on the people and see the tears of them going after Jesus, going after the Father's heart. Wow! And things were coming out of my mouth. And afterwards, you know, you kind of want to know. You know, was it matching with the people? You don't know the people. And who do you listen for? Always listen for the pastor's wife, or if she's a pastor. Always listen to her. So I had pizza while I was listening to her. And she said, there were all those words you gave to those people. We know the people. They were right on. They were spot on. Again, I was the most encouraged person eating pizza. Wow, thank you, God. Some of the things that came out of my mouth, I was like, ow, that's a risk to say that. No, I wasn't telling anybody to get married to anybody else or anything like that. No directive words, but just some of the things that came out. And I was like, oh, I hope that's spot on, you know. And then she, you know, she graciously confirmed it. And there was just a sweet fellowship afterwards, you know. They were excited about what happened that night. And we talked about what can happen when freedom is allowed to reign in a house. In a house of worship. What can happen? How close the people can get to the Father's heart. How much they're touched. How hungry they become. And so, you know, with Jesus and the disciples, the same thing. Are we going to get there? Are you king yet? Are we going to be on the thrones beside you? I hope. You know, if we're looking for a name for ourselves or a name for frontline ministries, that's not going low. But if we're looking for God to connect the dots across the earth, oh my gosh, they're there for us to see right now without eyes of faith. The mayor in Minato and that whole group of leaders and community leaders, education, business, government, all in one building and being affected by the Holy Spirit. Incredible. Businessmen in Jakarta. And the mayor flies in to a meeting we're conducting in Jakarta after the meetings in Manado. And those people are being affected. To Africa with chiefs giving up their junk. It's just the darkness, giving up the darkness and letting the light come into their village. You know, if the chief does it, everybody follows. If the chief goes to the witch doctor, everybody goes to the witch doctor. Unless you're a strong Christian. If the chief gives up his junk and says, Jesus reigns in this place, they all go, all right, let's go after Jesus. So this is a big thing. And we give the equipment, we give the vision, and they run out and do it. As they should. They know the people. They know where to go. And we'll accompany them, and we'll keep on doing some of that too. Partnering with people in Africa to see Africa changed. And then you go to Brazil, and all the challenges that have happened there, both with Pastor Jerseo's ministry and our, you know, difficulties in getting there for a few years and so on, and now God is starting to connect so many dots. It's incredible what's going to happen in Brazil. It's incredible. But if we get to the point where we say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? We've heard about this for years. Think how long they waited for the Messiah to come. And they didn't even recognize him by the time he came. Because they had already come up with their own picture, and he didn't fit. They did their studies through the scriptures. They talked with each other, and they came up with their own scenario, their own rumors, what he was going to look like, what he was going to do. And when he came up, he just made a mess of things. He didn't look anything like the Messiah that they had drawn up, that they had made a picture of. He blew their box. In these days, God is going to blow our box. Where would I want to be right now? Have my CDs sent everywhere? Worship CDs? Preaching CDs? Have a television ministry? No. I'd like to be right here with the things that God is connecting across the earth and let him take care of that other stuff. You know, if there's something that blesses somebody somewhere, but not to put a price tag on it of $50 for a CD that costs you 38 cents. You know, that's not my heart. That's not her heart. That's not our heart. We've given away and given away and given away. What do you think happens when you do that? This ministry is given and given and given and given and given. What do you think happens when that takes place? God's attracted. He's attracted to generosity because he's so generous. You have been generous to the nations. You take your pastors and you say, sure, we'll bless you to go away for 2.5 weeks. We'll bless you to go away for 3 weeks. We'll bless you to in fact, just go away. Some of you are a little bit too willing to send me. Go, yes, Pastor Bill, bless, let me help you to your car. Are you on the way to the airport yet? But you are giving us away for weeks. Thank you for that. Give it. Well, I'm not going to be too long. For a change. But you sow us into the nations. And you need to know that the nations are saying, yes, we want more of what's being sown. The team that came to Brazil, I know you think, well, yeah, of course they're going to say they did a wonderful job. I don't think you get it. It's each team that's going out is accomplishing more. Each team that's going out is stomping on the devil a little bit harder because you're having to overcome all the challenges here that the enemy is trying to discourage you, stop you, make you quit, get you, you know, hooked up with your own difficulties to make sure you don't go to the nations. And you're overcoming that and going anyway. You're stomping on the enemy's face really strong in the nations when you go. And in Brazil, my golly, it just set it up for Frontline Brazil to be birthed during the time we were there. We meet with strategic people often. Oh, I go in and I, you know, when I go into City of God, the favela, I have the kids. I'm playing with the kids. I'm showing them my basketball shot that some laugh at, and they do too. I don't play soccer with them. They are too fast. But we love, you know, we love on the kids. We don't just try to do the big stuff. But there are strategic things that happened during the time after the team left with strategic people. And there were strategic things we can't even tell you about that took place during the last week we were there. Bing, 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 bing. Amazing things that we've been waiting for a long time. And, you know, are we there yet? Almost. Almost. And the places are going to be shaken. I mean, they are now, but they're going to be shaken even more. The two favelas are just ripe. Three 15-year-olds killed in December. Bam, that Pastor Gersale was invited to go to the funerals. I mean, they're at a critical point. The youth are getting shot, killed over drugs, dying of drugs, all kinds of things going on there. Well, we've heard all that, but the light is increasing. There's less drugs in Heliopolis. Pastor Joseo was saying by 90%. So, you know, you've got the three deaths, but 90% down in drug traffic. And we, going through Heliopolis, you have to look a little bit more than you had to find the drug traffickers, because the light's getting stronger and the enemy's picking off, you know, people that aren't cooperating with the light, trying to win the battle, but 90% down in drugs. He's losing. If you walked in there, you know, and you never had been in there before, you'd go, wow, what a dark place. But you go to this church and they're having services during the week and people are just walking in off the street into the various services that they have in the mission building. And, you know, the children just flock around City of God, the little place they have there. And we plan to take kind of that little block. It's like going back into an alleyway is what it is, a little wider alleyway. That's what it feels like when you walk in the City of God. It's like there's an entrance and you walk in and it's just kind of a continuing alley. And we're going to have a spot in there that's just going to shine. I mean, there is right now, but it's just going to shine inside that dark alley where all those drug dealers are in City of God. Maybe some of them moved over from Heliopolis. The light got too bright over there. But it's going to get bright in City of God. And we're going to be part of it, and others outside of Frontline are going to also input into it. it's going to be amazing what happens. So when, you know, she gets up and shares this, and I know she is so optimistic, you know, that you say, well, yeah, she's always shared that. She's very optimistic, of course, and she's always looking up and always God is going forward. And I'm telling you, I'm a little more practical. God is going forward. I see it. I saw those coals, golden coals under the blanket on the mountaintop. Now, this mountain is not like, you know, we took pics and the four of us went up the side of the mountain. We walked, okay? Kind of leisurely. And it's, you know, but you get up to a certain spot and it looks over a city of 20 million at night with all the lights. You're inspired just by that, you know, to pray for 20 million people in Sao Paulo, the largest city in Brazil. Brazil is the fifth largest nation population-wise in the world, fifth. Fifth in area. There goes my teaching thing coming back. Sorry. Brazil is a strategic country. And we're on top of this mountain praying over this city of 20 million. And, you know, he stops, prays, and then Pastor Joseo goes forward. He's got his machete. He's like a little kid. He is so excited we're on this mountain. And he has this machete. And he has a hat on from a prophetic word I gave him about, you know, amazing things that are going to happen to him if, when he puts this ball cap on. I'm talking about in the spirit, he wears the ball cap on the mountain. He is so excited. The guy is Mr. Love and Mr. Prophetic all mixed into one. And he's on his mountain of prayer and there's people praying all the mountain. You can't see anybody other than ones walking up to pray. But they disappear into the mountain and all you hear is prayer. Where are the drug dealers? It would be a perfect place. It's dark. You don't see any of those. The mountain is a prayer mountain. And then to go back and, you know, through the bush and the brush, and he knows a spot back there. And to see the glory of God just manifest like that. What is God doing to us? He's wanting to say, you're on the right track. Are we there yet? Pretty close. You're on the right track. Keep going. Keep praying. Keep going to the mountain where I am. Come into my presence. Encounter me. Be with me. Come forward when the call says to come and cry your eyes out. Cry for him. Go low, go deep, be willing to go anywhere. We're going to hear testimonies of so many cool things happening, amazing things, and we already have. One of the ones that she just happened to forget from this one church we went to was a little, and when you go back to the same church and the people that were prayed over, you get the testimonies of what happened during the year. Think how many places we've been that we didn't go back to. How many people were healed that we prayed for and we don't even know about it. So much that God has done that we don't see or hear about. But just the things that we do hear about. So the little girl, I don't think she mentioned it, had the cancer on her neck. And then it's healed. Healed right in the service. She can't find it. This is last year. Couldn't find it. Well, the mom was so overcome, she forgot to tell us that there was this something from the cancer, I guess, connected under the tongue and bleeding at the time. She only told us about the nodule. And, of course, she's crying that that's gone. But this year she says, oh, and the bleeding under her tongue. By the way, it was gone. It was healed. No more bleeding. Wow. So she came up and said, you know, the little girl has a few sores inside of her mouth. Could we pray for her? But the mom is just so excited. No crying this year. Total joy. And the parents with a little baby with two holes in the heart, total joy. Last year you could see, you could read the concern on their faces. The deep concern. Here this child has a hole in their heart. And then, you know, they found out two holes were healed up. Two! They only thought there was one in the concern on their faces. There were actually two. And healed completely. And the joy on their faces to come up and tell us, our daughter was healed by Jesus. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And we're going, yeah, whoa, whoa. In Brazil, you go, whoa, 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 a lot and kiss. You know, kiss everybody's cheek. I don't know how many sweaty men have come up to me and just, you know, all over me, and I get a little bit of my sweat on them. It's a wonderful thing. Men bonding. But we could use a little bit of their desire to cry out to the Lord. It was just fun last Sunday night when they just came wave after wave just to receive, and I could grasp their hands and pray over them and prophesy and sing over them. And I knew at the moment it was coming from the Spirit, not from Bill. Oh, come on. Same thing for you. Same thing for you. That person in front of you this week that you're going to have in front of you this week, you're going to step in a little more. You're going to risk a little more. Because part of the connecting of the dots is what you do here with the person in front of you here. There's going to be someone that has a need in front of you. And 700 names of Jesus are going to come into play. They're going to need one of those 700 names, maybe 10. And you're going to be the person to allow Holy Spirit to get them touched. Let that need be met. Let them cry out to that name that they need. Whether it's Jehovah Rapha, God my healer, or Jehovah Nisi, God my peace, whatever it is, you're going to be the connecting point. Are you willing to do that for the Lord? Sure you are. Sure you are. And if you're not, talk to him about it. Because he can't wait to work through you that way. Your life is to be given away. Have you been holding on to it? You need to open up your arms and give your life away. That's how you go low. Give your life away. You've been just me, myself, and I, and what I think and what I do, that's what I am, and that's it. Open up those arms. Right in the right position when it is time, when you have arrived, when you're in the promised land, when the fruit is so huge you have to carry it on great big logs. You want to be there for that. You want to taste that fruit. You want to give it away to others. There's too much to keep for yourself anyway. Father, we thank you, God. You're so good. You're so good, and we're so filled up, and we want to be filled up more. It's not enough. We need more. We need more. Your people need more, Lord. Each person needs more. Every person in here is an individual to you, Lord. You know their heart. You know their history. You created them. You love them. You want to give them their best destiny. You don't want them to stop short. You don't want them to say, I'm too old. You don't want them to say, I'm not good enough. You want them to receive, 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 so that places like Brazil are totally overcome with your presence and with your light. And that when we go into a favela, like we have this month, when we've gone into a couple of favelas, when we've gone to needy people, when we've gone to those struggling, you're able to bring life, vida. Life, vida, life, more and more life, vida, vida, vida. Father, that's what we're all about, receiving life from you. and giving away to others. Whatever the challenges we face, whatever the storms are in the boat, you're asleep in the bottom of the boat, and we can step forward in faith. We believe, we receive, Father, from your hand. We love you, Lord. We thank you. You are so worthy of our worship. We can't do anything without you. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We cannot do one thing without you, Lord. One thing that gives out life. So, Father, be our life and give us the great desire to give away life. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
As we close here and singing as he walks into the room, just stay as long as you'd like, and you're obviously free to leave now. If someone can go get the children and just ask them to come in quietly, that would be great. So someone can go upstairs and bring them down here, or go in the back, and then we'll see you on Tuesday. God bless you all. If you want to just lay before the Lord here, just go ahead as well. Thank you.